It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Everybody say it. I am back.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Missed it by that much.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Ringo Starr?
It is. Oh my.
See,
you hit the primary post.
I know. I hit
not the
primary
the vocal
post. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Ringo Starr.
My
thank you very much. There were two of them there.
Like that.
I can't believe you can do that.
877-365-3636.
He can't believe you can produce.
I went to school for it.
I can't.
When
rock.
I was 13
neither
years
can you.
Old. It's amazing.
It's
I've had the job more times than you.
Yes,
I'm
you
conjuring.
Have.
Tomorrow.
You failed more than I.
Kids.
Only by one.
Kids. Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
We
tomorrow.
Need to settle this
Mike's
before we get back on the air.
Well, Beth Ann's in the studio. Tomorrow on the program, Peter Greenberg. He's the Today Show travel correspondent. He'll be here with the summer 4th of July travel tips. And also, good friend of our show, Penn Jillette, on the program tomorrow. We'll talk to Penn.
Quiet Penn Jillette.
Yes, Penn Jillette. Here's how a Penn Jillette interview is done. You say, Penn, how are you? And then you can leave the room.
That's exactly.
Right. He's a good guy to talk to. We love Penn Jillette, so he'll be on the show. The uniforms for the Buzz Babes. Go
the
to Mike
outfits.
O'Mara Show.
The uniforms.
I like
outfits.
Uniforms.
Why?
I like costumes.
You know, we haven't had enough of, you know what? Okay. You know what? I say we don't get any.
So now, what, they're naked?
Yes, they're totally naked,
what?
Rob.
No,
yes. Is that
some.
A bad idea?
That's nice, too.
Okay.
All right. All right. We've got costumes, uniforms, outfits.
I like
clothing,
the outfits. Okay.
The clothing.
Vestments.
The prison guard uniforms that are, no, the outfits for the girls. What are we going to, what are we going to get them in? Because we've been voting and where,
yes,
where does it stand?
Yes, and do you
right
even
now?
Know the categories, Mike?
No, I don't.
Have you even?
Arts and leisure.
No,
website.
I didn't look at the website.
You,
I saw
why?
Buzz showed me the executive picture of the that I thought was hot. I said, okay, put the other ones up on the website and have people vote on them, and we'll see what's happening. I love the what was called the executive outfit.
That's the one. Yeah,
there was the executive. What? There's the houndstooth. There's the little black dress.
Are they all up on MikeOMaraShow.com?
Yes,
yeah,
you should
you
go
should
there.
You should go to that website. You'd like
it.
But when you do,
I'm
I usually
you know
get
how long
in trouble.
No, you know how long it's going to take me to do it
forever.
On this computer?
I know. What is wrong with this place in here?
Should
it's
I tell
the
him
network.
Should I tell him what's leading the competition while he's
bringing
I'm
the
there
page?
Already.
Are you?
Yeah.
How
would
you
off?
Do it? And plus, I can't see.
Well, wait a second. There's Bo. Let's see. Where's the here's the outfits. Here we go.
Is Bo
wait,
one
I'm
of
going,
the outfits?
I can't get this to work.
Okay. The choices are,
yes.
If I may,
please.
The black
what's
dress.
It's taking so long. Wait. Well, I want to see when you're talking about
I
it.
Know.
I really want to see
you
what's
wanna
happening.
You want to come over here?
Yeah,
no,
over
I want to use my own computer. For once in my life, I want to use this computer.
This doesn't work.
That works so slowly. I have the website. Where do I go? Photos?
Yeah. I'll go on the left side and scroll down.
How then, about giving me like what heading I go to?
And then
to?
Pass the duchy.
To the left hand side.
All right. All right, so we have Amy Winehouse, Robert's Head, Sore Pictures, Buzz Babe Outfits.
Ah.
There we go.
Gold, Jerry.
MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm going right now.
All right. Everyone
have,
should.
Now it's downloading the black dress.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I like the black dress.
Yeah, isn't it great?
I
they're
think
all
that's
great.
A winner.
Oh, I do like the black dress.
But wait till you see what the results are. I think you'll be pleased.
Shut up a second. I like.
He's savoring.
I like the black.
Okay, I keep looking.
Okay,
hey,
what about the houndstooth, Mike?
Bob, how are you?
Oh, hey, I'm going to think of what your name was. Willoughby?
Like the.
Lake Willoughby?
Lake going to Lake Willoughby. What's that's the next one? The houndstooth?
The houndstooth. Mm-hmm.
You like right. That?
Oh, and look at the
I
want to
see it enlarged.
Oh.
Let me enlarge it before I look at that. All right, I'm
look long enough
that.
And it will be.
Well, what's the, can we, no, I'm not going to complain about computers.
Good
that's
for you.
Why do that? Because it wouldn't work. And now the houndstooth, I'm not a fan.
Then
not a fan of houndstooth
that's
at
fine.
All.
Bikini
okay.
And skirt.
All right, next one I'm going
to. You should
to.
Vote.
Black dress I like a lot.
Sure.
That was the one that I like a lot.
And you like the executive.
We're going to the next one, which is, it's insane. The way these computers move. It really is. This is bikini and skirt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice, but it's more like a bathing suit.
Yeah,
I mean, that would work.
You're
in
not going to be able to get into any Virginia
it's,
bar yeah, with
it's a
that.
Bikini
you're
top not. And a little cute black skirt.
Uh-huh. You're not. All right, next. All right, what is the next one called?
Next one is called The Gangster.
The Gangster.
It's kind of hot.
Or is it?
The Gangster. Okay, I'm looking at The Gangster right now. That looks good. I'm lying because, really, my computer is downloading so effing slow.
He's lying.
The Gangster, I do not like The Gangster.
Okay.
Do
well,
not like The Gangster.
You got to vote, Mike.
Then comes The Referee, Mike.
All right. No, I can see The Referee in the small version, and I'm not a big fan.
Uh-huh.
I cannot stand The Referee. Even if The Referee wins, listeners, I'm sorry. I will be vetoing that. That will not work. All right? And here
the
we
last
go.
Is, of course, the executive.
Oh, I'm glad we live in a democracy.
Well, no. You want to see our Buzz Babes in that outfit? No. That's just not working for us. Oh.
Beth Ann, you're living
there
in,
it is, the executive.
In a democracy.
And guess what?
That's what it is. Executive. There it is. That's pretty smoking right there.
Yeah.
So
like
where do we vote? Do we go to the polls? Where do you go
to the polls?
How do you vote,
Beth Ann? You go over to the poll.
Uh-huh. Where's that?
It's over on the right.
Okay. I see the home contract.
You should go to this website more.
All right, where do I go? On the right side?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you mean? What I see like a contractor's home show.
You have to scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, all the way down to the bottom. There's nothing there.
Do we have to go to the front page and then scroll to the bottom?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were back on the front
page. Okay.
Why would we go to the front page?
I'm going to the home page right now. And I hope your computer, ladies and gentlemen, is working faster than mine is. Scroll down to the bottom. Web poll. Favorite. There it is, right there. On the front page. Couldn't be easier.
And
look what
vote.
The favorite
Why don't you
is.
Vote? Vote.
Executive. I just voted. I voted for the executive.
I voted for the black dress.
If you want to vote for your favorite outfit, all you have to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Go down to the right-hand corner. You can see the pictures on the website and then vote on the homepage with right down on the right-hand corner. Could not be any easier.
It could not.
So go to MikeOMaraShow.com and do that tonight.
And can you correct the spelling on segment 4 so it's hooray and not hooray for Hollywood?
I can't
Rob's
see,
getting
Rob.
Anal with the website
I
right now.
See.
All right, let's get back to the final buzz. And then we gotta get out of here. I like that, boy. And more Buzz Babes coming in on Friday for the big show.
The second wave.
Here's the good news. We've almost got a calendar. Isn't that great? We almost got us a calendar.
Now all we need are guns.
That's right. We didn't even have to have any kind of silly contest either. I'm so proud of you, Buzz.
I thank you.
He did good work.
Here we go.
And
let's
whatnot.
My pleasure, I can assure you.
All right.
Look on the internet and you'll read people comparing today's economy to the Great Depression. Even among average Americans, consumer confidence is the lowest it's been in nearly 30 years.
You're trying to scare us. You were trying to scare us off air. You're trying to scare
us
on air. You're trying to do that now.
Darn you, Mike O'Mara. I am not.
I think you are.
No, listen. See, you have to listen.
I don't always listen. I got things to do.
You have to listen to win.
All right, go ahead.
Even investors are more jittery than usual, I will grant you. But real experts say that although we might be in a recession, it is certainly not a depression, as people have been saying on the internet. And these experts say that as recessions go, this one isn't even as bad as some of the recent previous ones we've had.
Okay, good.
Why does it seem
so
bad?
He's doing the opposite.
Exactly. You'd have to go all the way back to 2001 to find a worse recession. And before that, the one in 1990 was worse than this one.
Remember that?
Sure. Jobs are down.
Yeah, 90. Remember that? A recession in 90?
Yeah, I remember. I was a freshman in college.
9-0.
I was a successful radio person.
I was listening to you on the radio.
Thanks so much about that. Appreciate that, Rob.
I always have enjoyed your program.
Sure, yeah.
Well, granted, jobs are down, but not as much in those days. Inflation in 1980, for example, was 14%. Today it's 4%. Joblessness was 7.5% in 1980.
All right, so what is
today? It's 5.5%.
You've been confusing me all day today because
it's working.
You have said to me today, no, it's not, because earlier you said there was that big London bank. You didn't even say this on the news.
Uh-huh.
You said this off air that this huge banker at a London bank
says we are
on the verge of a depression.
Right.
And then you quote these guys on your newscast that say everything's going to be just fine. Where do you line up on all this? Not that you're a stockbroker, but I think, personally, it's my opinion that, it's bad right now.
Uh-huh.
Probably going to get a little worse before the summer's
Agreed.
Over. Then I think we're going to do okay. I think you're going to have a surprisingly good holiday season. That's just what I think.
When we have a listener in to drink.
When you survey Americans and when you look at the real numbers, what you find is that our attitude about the economy is actually worse than the economy itself. Now, about the thing you mentioned that we were frightening people with, that you're frightening people with, the Bank of Scotland, one of the largest banks
in
the world.
Well, you told me. I just brought up what you told me.
It was supposed to be a secret.
What, because you want to throw people into a panic?
Exactly.
I'm trying to be honest with my listening audience.
And well,
I care about people, Buzz, not like you.
I hate people.
You selfish mongering of these Buzz Babes.
Do you want
to
fight? Because there's still time to go outside and fight.
It's Argument Wednesday.
No,
let's
it isn't.
Fight, let's fight, Clancy.
Oh, that's going to be a fight.
A fight.
In the meantime, banks have figured out a way to cover the bad home loans they made so freely.
Banks.
Yeah, banks. Keep that booing crowd handy because Here's how banks are going to solve that little shortfall.
How are they
going to
do
it? More service charges.
Yeah.
Of course.
Overdraft fees are multiplying like rabbits, and Bank of America and others are also raising those fees.
I talked to a guy from a bank the other day. You know, I have this. I had a business operation that, you know, had
that
a little.
That may or may not have.
Had a little debt, and I talked to a guy from a bank. Couldn't have been more charming.
I bet.
Do you believe me?
I don't.
What a stain.
You should have gone to the billing.
I swear to God. He and I've had guys that that deal with collection end of the business, and man, the attitude. It's
really?
So abrasive. There are people that do it, and I don't think there are a lot of compassionate people in that line of work,
collection.
But then there are people that you know from the minute they're on the phone, they love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I screwed with them at a certain time. And I said, I think at one point I said, oh, yeah, of course. We know that that's separate from some of the other stuff we're dealing with. I talked to my my business partner, and we have no intention of paying. He said, excuse me? And I said, hey, I forgot what his name was, like Brian
it was
or something.
Mr. Potter.
I said, I'm just effing with you, Brian. He says, hey.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
like
that. Oh, the language. Because you know, that's what they're all about, too.
Of course.
You know, you use that language, I'll get off the line with you.
I've spent time on the phone with those people.
I'll tell you about, you know, when the time comes, I will share some of my wonderful stories.
Good.
Of creditors.
And they all have to wear ties.
Yes, they have to wear ties. And that is the word snarky.
Yeah, I believe
in
so.
In the dictionary.
Better to choke them with. Mm-hmm. Wachovia has tightened its overdraft fee refund policy because they, according to the company memo, quote, make up a big percentage of our revenue.
Yeah, I mean, if you bounce a check, they're going to charge you for it.
Washington Mutual now charges $34 for an overdraft and raised its fee limit to $7 per day. So you could be charged $34 seven times a day every day if you had that many bounces.
And think about this, citizens. Mm-hmm. What that means is that in many cases, the bank would love you to bounce a check. And if your bank wants you to bounce checks,
they can.
Why not have, you know, let's look at the accounting practices.
Move the line
a little. We got into a bad situation, Carrie and I, a couple months ago, because when we were going to and from Rockville, I was using the Dulles Toll Road and the Greenway.
Right.
And for some reason, they skipped one of the months that my speed pass cashed in.
Right.
And so they cashed in twice in one day. So we had about $120 less than we thought we did.
Okay, and you had an overdraft?
Yeah, we had overdraft protection, but only to a certain extent.
Yeah, they all have to a certain extent,
and
right.
And so we exceeded, and in one day it cost us nearly $500.
Wow.
Overdrafts.
It's amazing. Would that motivate, you know, would the bank be motivated to, you know, get money where it's supposed to be in that case? I would think not. I mean, that scares me a lot. It really does.
Banks giving away money for
right.
them.
Banks and credit unions collect more than $17 billion a year in overdraft fees. How do they stay in business?
Unbelievable.
Finally, sure, thongs on women are fun till somebody loses an eye in Los Angeles.
You could quit right there.
The guy in Los Angeles, Makrita Patterson, went into a Victoria's Secret to buy some underwear. She was trying on a low-rise V-string thong when a small piece of metal holding on a decoration was shot by the elastic into her eye.
Oh, no.
Damaging her cornea.
Oh, my God.
Her lawyer says it has permanently damaged her vision, so they are suing Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no.
My guess, this is not the first time a thong has damaged an eye.
Oh!
There he goes, stud. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you playing there?
The thong song.
The thong. Oh,
by Cisco.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, I like that. Huh?
Makes me think of Friday. Oh, my God, we got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yikes.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us today. We want to thank filmmaker Andy Abrahams Wilson. Always had trouble with that name. Under Our Skin. You can go to underourskin.com to find out more. If you have any concerns about Lyme disease, we urge you to do that. Also, Joe McLeod. Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Good job,
McLeod,
man.
Our big movie man. What a good dude he is. We appreciate that. And more fun and more thrills tomorrow on The Big Show. The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK here in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Peanut Butter Radio Network.
Delicious.
This for Beth Ann, Rob Spiewak, and Buzz. You know, I didn't have my little card. Can you tell? I just did that from memory.
You did a nice
job.
You
only read it 75 times.
It looked great in purple.
Are you ready for the poem?
Yes, please.
Oh, there's
give me a little more music, will you? There once was a station with gas. It was free and it showed we had class. The listeners, they loved it. The gas company shoved it. And Katie has a great ass.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow with more fun and more thrills. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.